88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Some whiskeys have what they call a single barrel selection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's when you go and you taste barrels, you pick the one you love.
Yeah.
But some of the time you're doing that of a brand that is already sold as a single barrel.
It's a single barrel, single barrel?
It's a single barrel, single barrel.
Interesting.
So we're going to see whether or not that is all just stupid and do a blind taste and see if we can tell the difference. So stick around.
Welcome into the world-famous Bourbon Real Talk studio, where today we will be trying to figure out if we can determine the single barrel from the single barrel or the single barrel from the single barrel, single barrel.
Single barrel, single barrel.
So, with that in view, that's where we're going. But first, before we do that, we've got to thank our patrons.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys and gals are the ones who keep this show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you see those names on the screen right now and you're kind of jelly because they get all this cool treatment behind the scenes and all these special perks, stick around till the end of the episode and you'll find out how you can become a patron as well.
All right. Now, let's get into some disclaimers.
Okay.
Okay. So, the single barrels that I could find were obviously E.H. Taylor single barrel.
Okay.
And you can do a barrel selection of that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then you've got a Blanton single barrel. And you can do a single barrel of that.
Yes, you can.
And we've also included Eagle Rare.
Okay.
Which is no longer advertised as a single barrel.
Okay? But it's believed to be one.
Well, right? Yes. So Buffalo Trace, they used to hand bottle. They had a hand bottling line.
Mm-hmm.
And for speed, they created an automated bottling line. And they claim that because they're not cleaning the lines out between the barrels, that they had to take the term single barrel off. But theoretically, they're only bottling one barrel at a time.
Yeah,
which sounds insane to me because if you're not going to advertise it as a single barrel, then batch that bad boy and make even more money. But
right,
whatever.
Exactly. Yep.
So a lot of people still view Eagle Rare as a single barrel. So we are going to go through that.
Okay,
as
so
well.
To set the stage here. We've got the E.H. Taylor, and this is a single blind. We know the options. We don't know where they are in these glasses.
Yeah, we don't know which.
We don't even know if they're really paired together at this point.
No, we do. I did tell Chrissy Lynn to put both Blantons together, both E.H. Taylors together.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
So each of the two glasses represents one of those three lines.
So we could have E.H. Taylor. We have an option for a Blantons, and we have an option for an Eagle Rare. Now, how are we going to measure here? Are we going to put the one forward we think is the single barrel select?
I say we just put our favorite forward.
Okay.
And each of these two, there's going to be one that slid forward. That's going to be our favorite.
Okay.
And then we'll do the reveal and see how many times, what percentage of the time, we thought the single barrel select was better than the regular single
barrel.
Good
idea. All right. Let's cue the cool music and roll. You, but I did.
Are you done?
I'm done. Okay.
All right.
We're differing.
We are a little bit.
We got one in the same. All right. So I will say, Randy, this is one of the toughest blinds I've ever experienced because
they are so similar.
I mean, you're splitting hairs.
Right.
So
keep in mind, for the barrel to end up in the Blanton's line or the E.H. Taylor line or the Eagle Rare line, the tasters had to think that it fit that profile.
Right.
So they all should have the same profile, even though they're single barrels.
Yeah.
Because they make so many different products with these same barrels that when they don't taste like Blanton's, they just don't use them for Blanton's.
Yeah.
They use them for something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
like H. Taylor or H&H or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that these would be difficult. But I felt pretty strongly about the first two.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was the hardest for me. Now, before we do the reveal of which one is the single barrel, would you like to venture a guess as to which set of glasses was which brand line?
I'm never ashamed to be embarrassed on
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I wanted to instantly guess that the left here on our far left, your far right at home, is the Eagle Rare.
Okay. I concur.
That was my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And on the far right, I would have guessed this to be the E.H. Taylor.
I also agree, and I believe the Blanton's is in the center.
That's what I think.
All right. Y'all ready for the reveal?
Okay. Let's see.
Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian... No, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from bourbonrealtalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrealtalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg.
Now, Chrissy Lynn hid these bottles, and he's going to uncover them now. And we'll see what we got. Okay, the Eagle Rare was, as we guessed and predicted. The Blanton's is as we... Man, it's almost like we're whiskey professionals.
Almost, except for...
except for we're not.
Yeah. For the record... We are just jackasses that had a camera that no one could shut up. We are not professionals.
No, absolutely.
Although, I do pretty good in blinds, I have to admit. Okay, so let's see how we did.
Okay.
So, for our bottle that is on the audience's far right.
Okay.
I preferred the one on the left. You preferred the one on the right.
Okay.
You picked the single barrel.
Yes.
Select.
The Select by, someone say whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagle Has Landed.
The Eagle Has Landed that we picked with Freddie Johnson.
Freddie Johnson, the world famous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I chose over the Eagle Rare standard single barrel, quote unquote, offering.
Okay, so out of six potential selections, the single barrel Select has 1 point.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
On our second round, we both selected the one that was on the left.
It was the,
and
the
it
regular single barrel.
Was the regular single barrel.
Okay.
Not the Select.
One for each one so far.
So, yes. Well.
We're tied up.
No, because.
Oh, you didn't pick. Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't pick the Eagle Rare.
Yeah, so right now the regular product is ahead.
Oh, okay. So it's got two versus the. Okay.
Now, for our far right, you selected the one on the left.
The one on the left.
I selected the one on my right, which means that I picked the single barrel.
Yes, you did.
And you picked the single barrel Select, and you picked the regular single barrel.
Yeah.
So there were a chance for the single barrel Select to get up to 6 points,
mm-hmm.
three from each of us.
Yeah.
And the single barrel Select got two?
Two.
Two. Two out of six.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
In conclusion, single barrels of single barrels might be stupid.
The distillers may be just laughing at us right now because they're like, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But today, you know, I could taste some very slight differences. It could be a variety of reasons. But, a single barrel, here's the thing about the single barrel selects, is it's the experience.
Yes.
It's getting together with your buds, going to the distillery, tasting some barrels, camaraderie, the whole deal. It's like that with any offering, but for this, it's no different. You're getting to go, and plus you're getting to taste some iconic labels and some really cool products. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not much of a difference.
And sadly, I participated in both of these barrel picks.
Right.
And in this instance, I liked the regular product more.
Yeah. I do like this the pick though that y'all did.
None of them are bad. The question of are the single barrel selects. I mean, you think about it. You've got, you know, people going after a Blanton's or paying, you know, 120 to 150, whatever. But sometimes the single barrel selects, people are paying $250, yeah, like double the price. And it's like, they're both single barrels.
Right.
They're both the same proof. The barrels are the same barrels. Like, they're everything same. In fact, with all of these, everything is the same. All the proofs are the same. There is no difference.
Yeah.
There's no difference in age. It's just which barrel you picked.
Yeah.
And well, so, in conclusion, single barrels of single barrels might very well be a silly concept.
Yeah, that's it is.
But the experience itself but is absolutely not. But I understand why you did it.
Yeah. If you want to get your hands on some single barrels,
mm-hmm,
like some of these here, you probably want to jump into this week's giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
We do a giveaway every week, every episode. We launch a giveaway. So there's a couple things you want to do if you want to get in on the giveaway for this week. I'll let Randy tell you what the giveaway is in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But first thing you want to do is like the video, subscribe to the channel, and then ring the bell for notifications. That'll let you know when future episodes come out, so you can jump over here and get in that giveaway as well. There's no limit to how many giveaways you can enter throughout the year, so just jump in them all. Last thing we need from you is your basic contact info, and we'll get that from you from the link in the description below next to giveaway. It's a simple Google form. You'll put your name info in there. We'll run that through the randomizer when we pick our winner, and then if it's you, we'll already have your contact info, so we'll ship you out your samples absolutely free. So what are we giving away?
Well, I think we should allow them to recreate this experience at home.
Absolutely.
And so we are going to do... Let's see, how much whiskey do we have? I got another one of these.
Okay.
But I don't know if we should. We better do four.
Okay.
Just in case.
And are we going to blind them?
Yeah, we're going to do four blind sample packs.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. So each sample pack is going to come with 6 1-ounce samples, so maybe share it with a friend. Because 1 ounce is way more than enough. To be quite honest, I can blind whiskey with a 1/4 ounce. So you could share this with 2, 3, maybe even have a fourth person in on the tasting.
Have a little party.
But there's going to be 4 blind sample packs this week.
Yep.
And you're going to get both Eagle Rares, both Blanton's, both E.H. Taylor, single barrel select, awesome, and the regular. And you're going to be able to do this at home.
Yeah, they'll be labeled 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, 3, all, so on. So well, that way we don't know what they are, but once you've tasted them up, we've got your results there for you so you can see what you prefer too. I'd love to...
And no cheating. Don't open up the cheat sheet until you've done the tasting.
Yeah, don't open it up. Go. I'd love for you guys to come back to this video.
And comment.
This video. Comment that, hey, I won the giveaway and this is what I picked.
This is what happened.
I'd love to hear that. I've always wanted to hear back from some of these blinds we've sent out.
So. Sure. So tell them how they can support the channel.
There's a lot of ways. The easiest way and the best way that would be beneficial to you is our Patreon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Member benefits are out the roof. So there's bonus content you get, special offers, distillery takeovers. That's where we go into these distilleries, much like these barrel picks that we've done in the past. As a group, we have a fun time. It's an exclusive experience. And so you get to be a part of that with us. Barrel picks, in-person meetups, virtual bottle shares, discounts on all the merch on BRT. There's tons of reasons why you should join for that minimal, just nominal monthly fee. We understand times are tough for everybody right now. So if it's not in your cards, don't worry about it. But go check it out. See if there's anything over there that you're interested in jumping on and supporting the channel and its mission.
Yeah. You can also support us by purchasing our merch. So bourbonrealtalk.com has all whiskey merchandise that was curated for the whiskey enthusiasts. We've got aroma kits to develop your palate, specialty tasting glasses for high proof spirits, mm-hmm, bottle carrying bags. We have storage for samples. We've got accoutrement that you take to like a bottle share that makes it
fancy,
even better. Yeah, so go check that out. And then last but not least, I am a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro area. So if you need services in either of those locations, I'd love to interview for the job. And if we end up closing a deal, I do give epic bottles as closing gifts. So keep that in mind. Yeah. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to thank you for the view and let you know a little bit about why we do what we do. And the abridged version is we do this to help bring people together. Whiskey has a connective power and we want to leverage that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is important to me because I did lose a loved one to suicide. And he was missing some of those social connections. And I thought maybe if I can get you connected to whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. We started a forum to help facilitate those connections called Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is free. It's on Facebook. Lots of great things going on over there. And we knew we needed to do that because we saw some negativity on some of the forums online from individuals we generally refer to as trolls. But those trolls taught us something, and that is if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that is why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face to face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.